Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
All right, South Africans, we know, cope with many things by using humor. So apparently do Zimbabweans. And it was actually very interesting. Apparently Zimbabweans are no strangers to using humor as a coping mechanism. We wanted to hear a little bit more about that. That Davison Kayo is a journalist based in Harare in Zimbabwe. How are Zimbabweans using humor to cope with COVID-19? Good morning. How are you? Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Howard. Good morning, listeners. Thank you for having me this morning.
So it's always interesting because I think we do that, right? You know, we try and find ways to deal with some of the really ugly and painful stuff by just laughing a little bit. Give us examples. How's it happening? How's that working in Zimbabwe?
Yes, I think issues of humor has actually been what has been sustaining most people as they go through life and maneuver and facing a number of things. So if you go through like the social media platforms of Zimbabwe and even your WhatsApp platforms and things like that, you realize that Zimbabweans have got into a level of using humor as a way to cope with the challenges that they face. They make jokes out of all the challenges that they face. Like, for example, recently there has been a friend in the social media where there was a Terry cat going around with a bottle of beer, a glass of beer, and different comments were being written about it. The idea was just, mate, just fill up my cup because I can't cope with this situation. And people were just laughing about it. And so people were making fun of everyday things. So it started off, I think humor has been with us for the longest. And I think it started off a long time ago. And I've noticed that in the Zimbabwean context and in the Zimbabwean community, even during funerals, people share jokes and people, they imitate the deceased. They try to speak like the deceased. They act like the deceased. They do things just to make people laugh and make people to copy with the loss. And I think that humor now is actually been helpful in assisting and in helping people to be able to maneuver through life and to go through life and to face the everyday challenges that they face every day. So humor is a subversive means to comment on. Also, it's a way to comment on the ongoing crisis, be it the pandemic, be it the loss, be it the economic challenges that people face every day. So people can actually be using humor to comment, to joke around, and to be able to deal with some of these things that they face every day.
What is the current situation in Zimbabwe? What are things like at the moment?
Things in Zimbabwe, you know, it is economically, there's been the economic challenges have been rampant. I think there have been the turn of this year, 2022, it's actually a reminder to people of how bad things can actually get in terms of economic wise. So if you see when things are not going on well economically, it manifests in other spheres of life. Like, for example, now our inflation has breached the three-figure mark. I think at the last official, we are on over 100% annual inflation. So now prices in shops are changing almost on a daily basis. And the exchange rate, if you look at the exchange rate, we introduced the Zimbabwean dollar, I think in 2000. So now exchange rate, the Zimbabwean dollar continues to slide. Like, for example, as of yesterday, officially the Zimbabwean dollar lost value, or officially on the auction that is conducted by the RBZ, it's now on $308. Which, and then if you look at it on the black market now, the black market will be over 20% of that, which will be around over 450, nearly 500, depending on the amount that you want to exchange. So this means that the money, people's money is losing value every day. and the consumer basket is actually growing by the day. So now you see, because of these economic pressures and economic challenges, and I will not comment on if we are to look at the unemployment rate, it is over 50%. I mean, depending on the source, they look at it. Others put it at 90%, over 90%. But the fact remains that unemployment will be very high. So now these are some of the challenges that Zimbabwe have to face and have to maneuver. Like for now, most people earn their salaries in the local currency, and most items are now priced in US dollar. So what it means is that a person earns a salary in Zimbabwean dollar, they have to go and exchange that into US dollar so that they'll be able to go and buy fuel,
Able
to go and pay rentals in US dollar. So you see that the Zimbabwean dollar will be sort of valueless or meaningless. No one wants it. People are just, they quickly dispose of it as soon as they get it so that they'll be able to buy the basic, the fuel, the rent, and the basic groceries. So, and at the same time, the person is earning in the local currency. So it gives more pressure, it applies more pressure on the people and on the mental health of the citizen. So we see that when people now, they come up with jokes, they come up with memes, internet memes, they come up with
as a way of coping and
dealing with some of these things.
Not easy at all, Carol Z saying, really none of these things are a laughing matter. Of course they're not, but you either laugh or you cry, and Zimbabweans clearly have chosen to laugh about it. That's all we have time for. Davidson Akayo, journalist based in Harare, thanks for giving us that perspective. Not simple, not easy at all. We laugh through the tears, as they say in the classic.